This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, so we noticed a bit of a pattern here this week as it pertains to Jared Goff and speaking with the media. We interviewed him on Tuesday, and it's always good to talk to him. And he, there are times where he will set us straight on things, and there are times that he, you know, has a lot of cool stories and insights. It's been a really, really fun to get to know him over the last few years. And I think the audience really has come to like Jared Goff. And boy, what a story. This act two of his career has been amazing. So I asked him this week if he had ever been a part of a team at any level, whether it be, you know, peewee football, whether it be middle school, high school, college, where you scored on every possession. And here is his answer to us on Tuesday. Okay, the question was, have you ever been part of a team that did this every drive? And he mentioned in the answer that he's been asked this a lot, and it's not easy. It's never easy. These are NFL players on the other side. Then yesterday, this was an exchange with a reporter in the Lions locker room after practice. So then there was a follow-up question, and it was Brad Galley at Channel 7. Here was the follow-up question. Okay. So he is making the point. And I think the point, the way I take this is, don't think for one second that we are not putting in the work. That this is not just a bunch of guys that are so talented. We're more talented than everybody else. This is the way I am interpreting the message that he is sending back. We are also working extremely hard, which I made the comment on the air that I think fans would be satisfied if they heard that their athletes go to bed at 8 o'clock every night. They have no hobbies and no vacation. When they are not practicing, they are working out, and they're eating nothing but raw protein and fresh vegetables. Like, that's what we want to hear. Instead of watching, they don't go to movies, they watch film. They don't watch TV, they watch film. You know, if they have any spare time whatsoever, they choose to go to the park and throw to their teammates. Like, this is what we want to hear. And I will speak on our behalf. Jared, we don't think it's easy. What's amazing is that the product on the field on Sunday, this past Sunday, you kind of did make it look easy. But that's just careful. Sunday. No, but that's just Sunday.
Right, but careful, because that's Monday, what triggered the whole thing.
Monday through Saturday, I don't doubt for one second that these guys are busting their ass.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in the media thinks that that's the case. I think you might be taking this the wrong way. I think what happens is you get a game like Sunday where you score 7 straight touchdowns, mm-hmm. and you follow what the previous week didn't have 3 straight touchdowns. So it's like 10 straight drives with touchdowns, and then the 11th drive is a field goal, and the 12th drive is taking knees. And they, when you run that efficiently, it looks simple. When they're picking up 15 yards at a clip, it looks on the field like it's easy. But because it looks that way, doesn't mean that anybody is expecting it. Oh, well, they must be coasting in practice. No,
right.
The only way it looks that good is because you do put in the time in practice, and I think everybody understands it. I'm not sure why he, you know, felt that way, but.
I'm not mad at him.
I'm not mad at him either. I think, clear. I'm trying to put it into like our world, right? Like, so when we talk to people outside of the show, yeah. you know, inevitably people come up and say, what do you guys? So it's a pretty good gig. You only work 4 hours a day, yeah. right?
Yeah.
And we, in our jobs, we kind of laugh at that. We're like, you really think it's only 4 hours a day, huh? Because we're on the air for 4 hours. You think that's it? That's all we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if that's what you think, then great. But of course, it's not. There's so much more that goes into it. I mean, everything we do is really kind of prep work for the show, and let alone the actual let's sit down and look at what we're going to do. So, I mean, I think that goes with everybody's walk of life. If you put in the hard work, you can make things seem easy, and yet it's not. It's not at all. And I respect that from that team, and there's no way what they do is simple what they go through. You know, they're not going through the motions in practice. You can't play at a level like they're playing and stay at that level like they have without working hard. But I also think that maybe, and maybe this is me reading into it, is it possible that Jared Goff, because we've seen Jared Goff use a chip on his shoulder from time to time, is it possible that he's channeling his inner Michael Jordan, where not to the point where Michael was like making stuff up to get upset about, and
because Michael did that.
But is it possible that he's making a mountain out of a molehill, or taking something the other way just to keep the edge?
It's possible.
And I don't care. Hey, if you're playing, if that's what that it takes to you. Play the way you're playing, awesome. You know?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a combination of things. We're at like week 11, week 12 here, whatever it is.
Yep.
And I don't know if you guys remember this. A couple years ago, or maybe it was last year, when he first started, we started interviewing Jared Goff on a weekly basis. It was the last one of the year. And I think you guys asked him, hey, is there anything you want to ask us? And Jared Goff, do you remember what he said to you guys?
No.
He said, do you guys ever get tired of asking the same questions over and over? Okay? And I don't think it was just directly towards you guys. I think it's towards the media.
Yeah.
And I think when he came on Tuesday on our show and said, I've asked this a lot.
Yeah.
And we're playing stuff from yesterday where they're still asking him about the easiness of the offense. I think he's just kind of annoyed at this point, but yeah. Like, dude.
I get it because, you know, like, I'm at the press conferences after the games.
Yeah.
And I see what's asked. I don't ask anything in the press conferences because I'm like, I got to ask my own questions on Tuesday, and I want to make sure I'm not asking anything that's done here. I know, Doug, that you're watching those press conferences when that happens. Then you get to, okay, is there media availability on Monday? Is he talking to the media in the locker room on Monday? And yeah, typically, and then you hear a lot of the same stuff. Then he's got to do, before he talks to us, he does the Dan Miller interview. So on Monday nights, I'll watch Sports Work with Dan Miller during the sports segment, and they'll play a clip of his interview with Jared Goff. And again, I'm watching because I don't want to double up.
Yeah.
And yet, you can't help to, but sometimes because our audience and what we do haven't heard the answer to some of the questions we all want to ask the same type of question. Like, dude, how does it feel when you guys are seriously touchdown after touchdown after touchdown after touchdown after touchdown? And let me go 3 more times. I mean, it's amazing.
But on a very surface level, though, I think anybody, probably anybody, if they were told that their job looked easy,
they're gonna bristle.
Would be a little bit of like, hey, screw you, man. Especially if it's a job like you've really trained for and put your life and soul into it.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And he went with the right answer. Well, I mean, there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and that's the right answer.
I think it's, hey, listen, respect what we're doing and respect our opponent, because they're out there trying to kick our ass too. And you may not think, we may be kicking their ass, but it's because of the work we're putting in the execution.
Well, that's the one part that I think does get lost in the shuffle, is respecting the opponent. Because no matter how we spin it or talk about it, that Jacksonville defense held Minnesota to 4 field goals the week prior. They did something to Minnesota and that receiving core a week prior that limited them to 4 field goals. And the Lions starters hung 49 points on them, scoring touchdowns on 7 straight possessions. That defense can stop real NFL teams with a superstar receiver.
Yeah, so when he says after the game, like, that's a good squad out there. I mean, forget that we put 52 on them. That's a good squad. And you can kind of laugh to yourself about it, but put it in context like you just did and look at what that team did the prior week. Understand, okay, not only is this team, the Lions, are great, but they're operating at this high level. But there's a reason they're operating at this high level. They're putting in the work.
All right, I got good news for you, Gator, and a question for Kang that we'll get to coming up in a minute. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.